Well, we're well into the new year on Wall Street. In fact, almost one quarter in. But it's still interesting to sit back knowing what we know right now about 2018 and trying to project how the year is going to end out. Casey Matthews has that luxury. He's a CFA. He's Chief Investment Officer for UMB Bank. And he looks into his crystal ball about this time every year, and he's with us. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
So January was just wonderful. And I said, well, my goodness, I'm really going to like 2018. And then it's like they put a sign on the New York Stock Exchange, abandon all hope, ye who enter here.
Well, January perhaps was a little too wonderful. When you annualize the almost 6% rate of return, you get a 94% annualized number. You knew it was unrealistic and perhaps unsustainable. That's exactly what happened. We gave something back, and I would say that's to be expected.
Was it the tax cut that sort of escalated everything? And then now we've got all that built in?
Oh, no doubt about it. That tax reform is pennies from heaven for corporate America. When you look at the effective tax rate of S&P 500 companies prior to tax reform, 28% down to, 18-19%. That is very beneficial for corporate earnings. And you're going to see that play out through 2018. So the market's going to reflect that immediately. And I would say 75% of that news was priced in immediately.
Yeah.
Now we'll see how it plays out. We'll get the first earnings report of the year in April.
You know, what didn't seem to be priced in was the possibility of a trade war. And you start sticking your fingers in the eyes of the Chinese and trying to extract, $50 or $60 billion out of them. You could have a trade war. What does that do to the economy? And what does that do to your estimates for the year?
Yeah, it's interesting when you think about that. I think you have to define what a trade war is. And I would go back to the only time we've seen a trade war goes back to 1922 and 1930 when you had Smoot-Hawley and Herbert Hoover increasing tariffs, something like 40% tariff on 20,000 imported goods. And then two dozen countries retaliate. I would define a trade war similar to that, and you haven't seen a trade war.
But isn't China like the equivalent of about 2,000 countries?
Well, I would say you have a trade spat.
Yeah.
So if we have a trade spat and we're using tariffs as a negotiation tactic, I think we've seen that before. Just about every president has imposed some type of tariff. This is not new. I think cooler heads will prevail and we'll work out fair trade agreements, as the president suggests. And then, the market reprices itself.
What are you putting new money right now?
Well, I think given the repricing of the market here, we knew we're going to see volatility. We became too complacent. The last couple of years were the abnormal situation with very little volatility. And now we have volatility, and I still think there's an opportunity to make money in domestic stocks, especially when you see these very volatile days where you can get into good quality names, pristine balance sheets, good dividend growers at more attractive prices.
So buy on the dips.
I believe so.
What about, I hear a lot about emerging markets and that some of the foreign markets aren't as richly priced as our markets are, that in some cases they may be more attractive.
I don't know if they're more attractive. We like to diversify portfolios, so we do use international securities and emerging markets in our portfolios. However, they have a much smaller allocation. The argument of the valuation of European stocks are more attractive than the U.S. stocks, I don't think holds, just because the growth rates are substantially lower and have been historically. Therefore, their valuation should be lower.
So it's a different subset.
Absolutely.
So the one thing I think we know, and especially after this Chairman Powell's first Federal Reserve meeting, is that interest rates are going to go higher, not only this year, but maybe even still higher than we thought they were going to be in 2019 and 2020. So given that, who in their right mind wants to buy bonds and lock in at interest rates if you only know it's going to be higher 6 months, 7 months, a year down the road?
Well, think about this, David, that we knew this was coming, right? They started it in, December 2016, right?
Yeah.
And it's been one of the...
But we've known it's been coming for the last 10 years.
Right.
We knew it was coming years ago. We didn't know exactly when, but December 2016, we know here it starts. The tightening cycle starts. And what's interesting, it has been the most modest hike cycle than we have seen in history. And even last year, you know, some of the standard bond indexes made, what, 3.5%? And interest rates went up? So if, I think the risk is, if you have spiking inflation expectations, then you'll get crushed in the bond market. But if they can manage a moderately higher Fed cycle, I think you still can use bonds as a risk mitigator in portfolios.
Well, and I guess that's what they're still being used for, because right after the meeting, we started hearing about the trade war, and first thing you know is money's pouring back in bonds.
That's
and here,
right.
Here come interest rates back down again. Yeah. It's like a cycle that doesn't drop. Well, there have been some fortuitous moves, not the least of which is this rollback in some of the bank regulations, the too big to fails. Certainly ought to help the regionals and the super regionals, even UMB, I would think.
Absolutely. It's kind of funny that today financials are leading the market lower, but nevertheless, in general, yes, lower taxes, controlled regulation growth will all be positive for the financial sector, and banks are a very highly regulated industry.
So UMB operates over a good chunk of the country, and you travel a good chunk of the country.
Correct.
So what's hot? Who's hot?
Well, what's interesting, the way I would answer that is, part of our research process is we sit down with business owners and business executives and have a roundtable discussion. And my first question in every one of those meetings is business good? And without reservation, without hesitation, the answer is yes. Isn't that interesting, David, that last year, and this has been going on for about a year now, last year we had a 2.3% real GDP growth rate, and businesses are telling me business is good? Well, this year, I expect real GDP to be closer to 3%, just shy of 3%.
Right.
So if business is good in 2.3% environment, what will it be in a 2.8%, 2.9% economic environment?
I'd love to find out. I hope we do. So as we sit today, you see the markets, do you want to quantify? I mean, are we up this time, you know, by December 31st from where we are right now?
I think so. I think the key to the market is corporate earnings. And like what we talked about, tax reform is very, very beneficial for corporate earnings. You're going to see, I think, 15% plus earnings growth. I think we're conservative on the street at $150 a share.
But real earnings growth beyond just what the positive consequences of tax reform.
Oh, absolutely. You got organic growth with synchronized global growth around the globe. But we're conservative at $150 of earnings on the S&P 500. The consensus is about $157. So I do think that sooner or later, you're going to have a lot of noise in the market for numerous reasons. I do think you get close to 3,000 on the S&P 500, which would give you a low double-digit total rate of return this year, which would be great on top of 21% last year.
Sounds absolutely fabulous. I hope you're right.
But there'll be lots of bumps.
And you usually are. Casey Matthews, Chief Investment Officer for UMB Bank, making what happily has become sort of an annual trek through here to look into the future. It's always good to speak with you.
Good being with you, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.